listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang hapon, Church. Welcome po sa ating afternoon online worship service. Ako po ay nagagalak na tayo po ay magkakasama muli dito po sa ating service online. And ngayon po ang ika-apat na linggo na ng ating serye na Nearness. And I would like to recognize ang ating po mga Victory Group leaders and Victory Groups. Alam niyo po ba na we have more than 500 Victory Groups na actively meeting dito po sa ating church. It's so encouraging na kahit po isolated po tayo sa isa't isa, yet we are making every effort to be near with each other kahit online. And ngayon din po ang ika-apat na linggo ng ating pong on-site worship services. And alam niyo po ba na ito po yung dinesign ni Lord sa atin to gather as a church face to face. So kahit papaano po, kahit may distancing, we are still in that design and effort to be together worshiping God, okay, and celebrating His goodness sa ating pong buhay. So again, we would like to encourage you to join us in our on-site worship services. Alam niyo po ba si Lord, He is sovereign. In fact, there is a theological word na ginagamit po na ang term po na ito ay transcendent. Ang ibig po sabihin po dito ay He exists beyond and independent from His creation. So He is so far above His creation, and yet He is also near us. There is what we call the word immanent. He is near and He is involved in the affairs of His creation. Kaya nga po, ngayon pong hapong ito, I would like us to look into another implication of the nearness of God in our lives. So we will be reading Isaiah 49, and we will be focusing on the first half of the chapter. And so ngayon pong hapon, before we go there, I would like us to pray. Manalangin po tayo. Lord, salamat po muli sa hapong ito that we can worship You through Your Word. We pray that You enlighten our hearts and give us an understanding of Your Word. And may we be changed by the power of Your Word. We give You praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So let me read in verse 13 of Isaiah 49. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exalt, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted His people and will have compassion on His afflicted. Ito pong prophecy na ito ni Isaiah ay isinulat po niya more than 100 years bago po ito nangyari sa buhay po ng mga Israelites. So it was really a long time ago. And yet, dito po sa context po na ito, no, ito po ang situation po ng mga Israelites. They are already in exile. Sila po ay nabihag po ng mga Babylonians. And we can see in this verse, in this prophecy, na they are or they were afflicted. Sila po ay dumadaan po sa hirap ng buhay, no? Sila po ay nagdurusa sa kanila pong situation doon. Maybe because yung pong maltrato po ng mga Babylonians sa kanila. But nevertheless, they were in suffering. They were afflicted. They were in pain. Pero alam niyo po, dito po sa binasa po natin, the Bible says that creation is celebrating. The words heavens, the word earth, the word mountains, they are singing, they are celebrating. Bakit po kaya sila nagdiriwang, no? Dahil po sa kalagayan po ng mga Israelites that they are suffering? No, it's because here in this verse, makikita po natin who God is in the midst of their affliction. Because it says here that the Lord comforts His people. And it says also here that He will have compassion on His afflicted ones. In other words, alam niyo po si Lord, no? Sa kalagitnaan po ng kanilang hirap sa buhay, God is near them. He is assuring them that He is near by telling them that He will comfort them, that He will have compassion on them. Compassion po yung hindi lang po naawa ang Diyos, no? But God has moved so that they will be relieved of their pain. Kaya nga po, napaka-encouraging po ito, no? Dahil we can see here that God is really near and He assures His people of His comfort and compassion. Alam niyo po, hindi po malayo sa ating pong situation, no? Ito pong nangyayari sa atin ngayon, in our current reality, wherein tayo pong lahat, not just the Philippines, but all over the world, ang dami po talagang dumadaan sa hirap, no? The people are suffering, people are in pain, people are afflicted. And yet, the good news is, God is saying to us today that God is here and He will comfort, He will comfort, He will show His compassion sa mga dumadaan po sa pagsubok, sa hirap po ng buhay. That's good news. So may you be refreshed today with the compassion of God. May you be encouraged that God is here to comfort us in our afflictions. Kaya nga po, ito pong ating binasa, it's so encouraging. And yet, alam niyo po, yung mga Israelites, sa gitna po ng kanila pong paghihirap, no? In verse 14, it says, "But Zion said, 'The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me.'" Hindi po nila makita yung habag, yung kaaliwan ng Diyos sa buhay po nila in the midst of their affliction. Alam niyo po, sa totoo lang, if you start reading the book of Isaiah, hindi po talaga sila tinalikuran ng Lord. Hindi po sila pinabayaan ng Panginoon. Kasi nga po, doon po sa mismong chapter 1, verse 4, babasahin ko po sa Tagalog, no? "Sila ay bansang makasalanan, mga taong punong-puno ng kasamaan, lahi ng mga gumagawa ng masama at mapaminsala. Itinakwil nila at kinutya ang Panginoon, ang banal na Diyos ng Israel, at siya'y tinalikuran nila." So, mga kapatid, ang mga Israelites po, sila po ang talagang tumalikod sa Panginoon dahil po sa kanilang unfaithfulness, sa kanila pong pagrebelde sa Diyos, kinalimutan nila, itinakwil po nila ang Panginoon. Kaya nga po, gusto ko pong sabihin sa atin, hindi po dahil tayo po ay nakihirap sa buhay, hindi ibig sabihin na tayo po ay tinalikuran na ng Panginoon. Alam niyo po ba that pain and suffering, they are the effects of sin in our lives, no? Nung pumasok po ang kasalanan sa mundong kinagagalawan po natin, doon po, no, nagkaroon po ng suffering and pain. We are living in a fallen world, and part of that life in that fallen world is suffering and pain. And sometimes, people suffer and people are in pain dahil nga po sa consequences ng kanila pong mga attitudes and actions. Like the Israelites, they were suffering not because of God, but because of their unfaithfulness to the Lord. Kaya nga po, again, it does not mean that we have been forgotten by the Lord when we go through suffering. In fact, dito po sa babasahin po natin, in verse 15 and 16, sasabihin po ng Panginoon sa kanila, no? And to us today, yung kanyang pong assurance na hindi po niya kakalimutan ang kanyang pong mga mamamayan. And it says here in verse 15, "Can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even this may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me." Isaiah the prophet gives us three images of the assurance that the Lord has not forgotten His people in the midst of their affliction. First image, mother and child. Ibig po sabihin dito, na yung pong nanay po, no, napaka-attached sa kanyang anak. And God is saying to His people, if the mother is attached to her child, and sometimes mothers forget their children, ako hindi ko gagawin yon. I am more attached to you. My attachment to you is stronger than a mother to her child. Pangalawa, the next image is the word engrave on the palm of his hands. Iniukit sa palad ng kamay ng Diyos ang mga pangalan ng mga Israelites. So, hindi po dahil malaki po ang kamay ng Diyos mo. It's an image for us to see that God will not forget His people. Because the word engrave is also the word inscribe. Pag sinabing inscribe, it means indelible. Indelible is considered to be, kumbaga hindi na matatanggal, no? It cannot be removed, it cannot be washed away, it cannot be blotted out. It cannot be canceled. It cannot be effaced or erased. Kaya nga po, ganun po katindi ang Diyos sa kanya po mga mamamayan. No? He is so attached to His people. And the third image is in verse 16. The last part of the verse, your walls are continually before me. In other words, God's eyes are focused, continually focused on His beloved city and people. So what can we clearly say about these images that God will not forget His people? The Lord is faithful to His people even in their affliction. Mga kapatid, matapat po ang Diyos sa buhay po natin. Hindi po niya tayo iiwan. Hindi po niya tayo tatalikuran. Kahit po sa kalagitnaan po ng ating pong mga pagsubok sa buhay, God will remain faithful even if we are unfaithful. And so it says here that, again, no, the Lord is so faithful that He declares His promises to His people. Ano po ba dito makikita natin yung mga pangako ng Panginoon? Going back to verse 8, in the first part of verse 9, thus says the Lord, in a time of favor, I have answered you. In a day of salvation, I have helped you. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those who are in darkness, appear. Alam niyo po, here, we can see the promises of God to His people in the midst of their life of exile, no, in Babylon. Una, the land. He talks about the land of Israel, that the land will be established. Dahil nga po, nung sinalakay po sila ng mga Babylonian, the land was in ruin. No? They destroyed the land, and so the land was in ruins, and God is saying to them, guess what? I will establish the land. I will put the land in order. Pangalawa, the desolate heritages will be apportioned. In other words, no, people, the Israelites, the families will go back and they will resettle in the land. And pangatlo po, dito makikita natin, prisoners, okay, they will come out. In other words, they will be set free because they were held captive as they were in Babylon. So gusto ko pong isulat po natin dito, no, na ito pong mga pangako ng Panginoon, the promises of the Lord are promises of restoration. In the comment section, isulat po natin, the Lord is committed to bring restoration. Yan, sulat po natin yan. At pag sinabi po natin restoration, di ba, nakaka-relate po tayo dyan. Sino po dito na experience mo na ngayon pong pandemya? Nasa online meeting ka, tapos biglang nag-unstable ang iyong internet connection. Tapos maya-maya, bumalik na, di ba? Naging stable na ulit. So, na-restore yung iyong internet connection. Sino po dito, di ba? Yung dahil po sa mga lockdowns sa ating pong bayan, no? Na naapektuhan po yung ating pong mga sweldo, di ba? Dati po, di ba? Nagkaroon ng pay cut. But praise God, na-restore yung salary po natin. Wow! Yung iba po naman dito, yung mga negosyo na dahil po unti-unti pong nagiging maluwag po yung mga quarantine measures po natin, bumabalik na po yung ating po mga income po unti-unti. Praise God, God is restoring the businesses. Yung po mga ibinayad po natin sa ating pong canceled order online. Meron ka na bang ganun experience? Diba? Kinancel mo yung order mo online pero naibayad mo na. Pero praise God, na-restore. Bumalik yung bayad mo. Okay. Yeah. So, alam niyo po, we can relate to the word restore. And God promised His people, the Israelites, even to us today, that He is committed to bring restoration in our lives. Kaya po, kung kaya pong gawin ng Diyos na i-restore ang kanya pong mga mamamayang Israelites, I believe, kayang-kaya din gawin ng Panginoong Diyos sa atin. Amen. Imagine niyo po yung ating bansang Pilipinas. Naniniwala po ba tayo that God can restore our economy? That God will enable the businesses to rise again from this pandemic? God can restore. God can restore, mga bahay, na nasalanta po sa mga kalamidad. God can restore us from the devastation caused by the natural calamities. God can restore our government, amen. Hindi na yun. God can also restore, yung sabi nga ng Bible, they will resettle in the land. So because of the exile, they became dysfunctional in the families. But now they're going back. They're trying to put things in order again in the family. So again, tayo po no, even in the relationship maybe with the Israelites, no, kailangan din nilang ayusin. So I believe as well, no, that God can restore our relationships. Do you believe that? God is committed to restore relationship. And we have heard of many stories of restoring relationships. I have many friends who once in their lives, no, na nagkaroon po talaga ng lamat sa kanila pong relationship with their loved ones. But by God's grace, God intervened and restored their relationship. It was restored. God can also restore our freedom. Kung yung mga Israelites po ay napalaya, okay, pinalaya po sila, no, ni King Cyrus of Persia to go back to their land. I believe God can also restore our freedom. Okay, pag sinabi po natin freedom, hindi po yung freedom to do whatever we want. Ito po yung freedom to live what is right. Freedom from what? Freedom from wrong relationship. Maybe you know someone living in wrong relationship. God can set that person free and restore that right relationship with people. God can set people free from debts. No? May mga utang. Lalo na po ngayong pandemya po. And especially, siyempre po yung kasalanan. No? God can set us free from sin. So again, God can restore our freedom just like what He did to the Israelites way back when they were held captive in Babylon. Now also, ito pa po, no, yung promise po ng Panginoon. Sa second part of verse 9, they shall feed along the ways, on all bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them, for He who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will make all my mountains a road, and my highways shall be raised up. Ano po yung promise pa ni Lord dito? The promise of God's provision and God's protection. No? That God can restore provision. God can restore our protection. And alam po niyo po, ang encouraging po dito is yung verse 11. And verse 10, no? Sabi po dito, yung lead and guide. So imagine po, God can restore us through His leadership and guidance. You know, I just remember a couple of weeks ago hearing this testimony of one of our leaders by the name of Jackie. I think last year, sila po ay nag-close po ata yung kanilang company. So again, they nagkaroon po sila ng separation pay. And so nawalan po siya ng work. And yet, by the guidance of God sa kanya pong buhay at saka sa kanyang family, they were able to start a new business in the province. And ngayon po, no, they are now starting to build, I think, this 2 to 3 door apartments na papaupahan po nila. No? Amazing. God can restore provision and God can restore protection through His leadership and guidance. So God can do that in our life. God did that to the lives of the Israelites. He restored their provision. He protected them. He guided them and He led them. So again, the Lord is able to bring restoration. Now, of course, kung kayang-kayang gawin ni Lord na i-restore, di ba? Dito po sa verse na babasahin ko po, makikita po natin dito kung paano gagawin ni Lord na i-restore yung pong mga Israelites. And even us, I believe. In verse 8, it says, "Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor, I have answered you. In a day of salvation, I have helped you. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages." So God says, I will help you.
I will keep you, I will give you as a covenant. So the question is, who is this you? Because I will help you, I will keep you. Who is this you? You know, you can find the answer of the word you 2 verses prior to verse 8. Because it says in verse 6, he says, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserve of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. So the word you means the servant of the Lord in verse 6. Hindi lang yon. Still in verse 6, the word you here is the light for the nations. Sino po kaya yung servant of the Lord? Sino po kaya yung light for the nations? Guess what? Fast forward New Testament. In the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 29 to 32, when Joseph and Mary went into the temple to present Jesus to the Lord, there was this person, this man by the name of Simeon. He took the baby Jesus into his arms and he said this in verses 29 to 32, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelations to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. A light for revelations to the Gentiles. Sino pa ba yung mga Gentiles? Ito po yung mga hindi Israelites. Tayo po yon. The nations outside Israel, yun po yung mga Gentiles, tayo po yun. So, Jesus is the servant of the Lord. Jesus is the light for the nations. And Jesus is God's covenant to the people. So, Jesus will personify and He will provide the blessing of salvation, not just to Israel, but to the nations. Sulat po natin in the comment section, Jesus is God's covenant promise of restoration. Galing ano? Si Lord po, ang ating pong Panginoong Jesus, siya po ang tumupad sa lahat po ng pangako ng Diyos for the Israelites and for us today. Now, ito po yung maganda. The Lord will not only restore the land of Israel. Hindi lang po niya sila pababalikin sa kanilang bansa from exile, but the Lord will do more. Because it says in verse 5, in the first part of the verse, and now the Lord says, He who formed me from the womb to be His servant, to bring Jacob back to Him, and that Israel might be gathered to Him. So, makikita po natin dito, the purpose of restoration is not just for them to go back to their land. The purpose of the Lord's servant to bring restoration for His people is this one, to bring Jacob back to Him. To bring Jacob back to Him. Of course, the word Jacob also means Israel. In other words, mga kapatid, kahit na sila po ay bumalik sa kanilang bayan, at mag-resettle po sila doon kung hindi naman sila restored sa kanila pong pananampalataya sa kanilang Diyos. Ito po ay walang wagas, walang tunay na restoration. Mahalaga po na ma-restore po yung kanilang faith because that's the more important thing rather than going back to their land. And I believe for all of us, I believe God wants us also to hear this. God wants to restore our faith. Maybe you are here in this worship service and yung pananampalataya mo deflated na. Mahinang mahina. Flickering faith. Unstable faith. Guess what? God can restore your faith. Just come back to God. And Jesus can bring you back to our Father in heaven and restore your faith. Alam niyo po, yung pong mga earthly restoration na ating pong ma-experience sa ating pong mundong kinagagalawan, all this restoration are temporal. our relationship with God, when it is restored, I believe that will last until eternity. It will be eternal. And it says here in verse 6, not only that God will restore one nation, Israel, not just to their land to be restored, not just for their faith to be restored, but it says in verse 6, in the last part of the verse, I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Mga kapatid, good news po ito. Dahil alam niyo po, ang nasa isip ng Panginoon ay hindi lang isang bansa, kundi lahat ng bansa sa buong daigdig, no? That through Jesus, our relationship with God can be restored. So the most important restoration that we can ever have is our relationship with God. Jesus, mga kapatid, is the way for us to be restored in the Lord. Through Jesus, we are forgiven of all our sins. Through Jesus, we are justified. We are made right in the eyes of God. Through Jesus, we can have eternal life. And through Jesus, we can live a life full of God's purpose. Kaya nga po, kung isipin natin, malamang in our current reality, we are longing for restoration. Alam niyo po, sa mundo po yung kinagagalawan po namin, maybe hindi po natin ito makikita, no? But guess what? God promised one day He will restore all things. Because it says in Acts chapter 3, verse 21, for He must remain in heaven until the time for the final restoration of all things, as God promised long ago through His holy prophets. So mga kapatid, when Jesus returns, okay, on His second coming, the Lord will restore all things. Hindi man siguro natin makita ngayon, no? Yung restoration na gusto po natin makita, the injustices that we see. We don't want to, hindi natin makita yung justice, or maybe the healing, or maybe the broken relationship ma-restored. Guess what? Time will come. In God's own time, when the Lord will come back, He will restore all things. Alam niyo po, I believe that before Jesus will come back to restore all things, si Lord po ay nasa isang mission. He is on a mission to reconcile the world to God. Amen? And alam niyo po, the good news here is that God wants us to partner with Him in making that happen. Because it says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 to 20. Ito po ang sinabi po ni Apostle Paul. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Mga kapatid, tayo po ay naging bagong nilalang kay Kristo. Sino po dito? You are now in Christ. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. It's a work of God. Amen. And the good news is, hindi lang po tayo binigyan ng bagong estado ng Lord. No? Hindi lang po tayo binigyan ng bagong identity, new creation. Hindi lang po yun ang ginawa niya. Alam niyo po, sabi dito sa verse 18, binigyan po tayo ng ministry. Alam niyo po ba yung ministry? Ministry is an active service performed willingly. So we are here to serve God. Ano po yung ministry natin? Reconciliation. At pag sinabi po natin reconciliation, what comes to mind? it's restoring relationships. Amen? And guess what? We do not only have a ministry, we have a message. Ano po yung message natin? Reconciliation. And when you say reconciliation, it's all about restoring relationships. So mga kapatid, Paul said here, because we have a ministry and we have a message, we are ambassadors for Christ. Tayo po na ni-restore ng Panginoon. We are now representing God in the world and we are telling people, receive reconciliation. Receive reconciliation. Let God restore that relationship that you have with Him. So again, God wants us to partner with Him in bringing restoration in the world. And so, as I end this afternoon, before we pray, I remember a couple of years ago, I think 3 years ago po, ano? Napanood ko po yung movie na Aquaman. Sino po dito napanood mo yung Aquaman? Si Jason Momoa, di ba? So, hindi ko po alam kung nabasa kayo doon sa movie, no? Pero talagang matubig po yung ano na yon, yung movie na yon. And there was a part of the movie wherein yung pong nanay po ni Aquaman, iniwan po niya yung kanyang husband. And for a long time, the husband every day would go doon sa dock, no? Malapit po sa lighthouse kasi po caretaker po siya ng lighthouse, no? So every day for many years, the husband would walk doon sa may dock area and would look at the horizon and would maybe, I don't know, no? Maybe thinking, kailan ba babalik yung asawa ko? Nakalimutan na kaya ako? But guess what? At the end of the movie, there it was. The wife, Nicole Kidman, came back for her husband. And praise God, they were reunited and their relationship was restored. Alam niyo po, that's only an earthly story, a movie. But if you look at God, if you look at what God says in His Word, He will never, never forget you and me. He will never forget His people. Why? Because of God's compassion and faithfulness in Christ, we can have a lasting restoration. Amen? So let me just pray right now for all of us. May you just close your eyes as you are with us in this online service. Maybe you are struggling with your faith today. Or maybe you are believing God for financial restoration, for health restoration, for relational restoration, whatever restoration that you are desiring God for right now. Let the Lord just move in your needs, move in your behalf. And Lord, ngayon pong hapong ito, we do acknowledge, Lord, your comfort, your faithfulness, your compassion sa buhay po namin. Lord, I pray by your Spirit right now. Lord, may you stretch out and may you touch our brothers and sisters, Lord, joining us in this online service. Lord, I pray that you infuse fresh faith sa kanila in the name of Jesus. Let faith be restored in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for that financial provision to be restored right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I declare, Lord God, health to be restored in the name of Jesus. I declare, Lord, yung pong, Lord God, yung pong inyong pong kagalingan sa kanila pong mga pamilya, let it be restored right now in Jesus' name. Let it be restoration in the relationship right now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord, salamat, Lord. We receive your restoration in our lives right now, Lord. And so, Lord, we just want to rejoice in your comfort, in your compassion, and your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Lastly, I would like to invite you right now. Maybe you've been with us in this online service for quite a while, and yet alam niyo po na hindi pa po talaga ninyo, wala pa kayong relasyon na personal sa ating pong Panginoong Jesus. I would like to invite you to receive Him today and experience this life of restoration in Christ and life full of purpose. Amen? If you are that person, you want to receive Jesus in your heart today, let me just pray with you right now. Just repeat these words with me. Sabihin po natin, Jesus, nagpapakumbaba ako sa hapong ito. Salamat sa iyong sakripisyo sa cross na ako ay inyong iniligtas sa aking mga kasalanan. Binubuksan ko ang aking puso sa oras na ito at tinatanggap kita, Jesus, bilang aking Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Maghari ka sa aking buhay. Thank you that in you, Jesus, I am restored in my relationship with God. Take charge of my life. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Kung iyan po ang inyong pinanalangin, please do give us a prayer emoji dyan po sa ating pong comment section or i-contact niyo po kami sa number na yan sa inyong screen or magbigay po kayo ng message sa ating Facebook page. We would be glad to help you grow in that life and relationship you have in Christ. Amen? So right now, before we go, let me just pray for all of us. Lord, salamat po muli for your comfort, for your compassion, for your faithfulness, Lord, that in Christ, we can have a lasting restoration. So I speak blessing to your people this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. I would like to encourage you to stay safe. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.